Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we'll get some ticket texts, get to the calls. Jeff Passan had a trade target for every team, and I have no disagreement. Tigers, there's going to be a bunch of relief pitching available. I'm not telling you it'll be cheap. They need a high-leverage reliever. Not in a sense of this is Mariano Rivera, hit the Enter Sandman. No, you're going to juggle who closes out games. I want to give AJ one more weapon in the late innings. And I want a reliever. But we've talked about a right-handed bat. And for Passan to say Bo Bichette, expiring contract, red hot in May, it's a prove-it situation. He's going to play big-time games, going to presumably play playoff baseball. He's still, in general, an 800 OPS player. How do you not do it? And I don't want to hear I'm blocking somebody. Who am I blocking? It just depends if you had enough of Trey Sweeney. And it doesn't mean Trey Sweeney can't play a little bit here or there. But, I mean, what are we talking about? Bo Bichette is an all-star caliber player. Trey Sweeney is not.
Yeah, have you reached Kenny Cott level of Trey Sweeney?
Kenny wants to throw him in the ocean. He's had enough. I mean, the anti-Trey Sweeney rhetoric from the Cott delegate is something. But to me, if you don't want it, I need to know why. It seems like the perfect fit. And a guy who I think is desperate to play some winning baseball here. Mm-hmm. Feels a little stuck in the mud in Toronto. David, what do the ticket techs have to say?
Well, I agree that a right-handed bat would be nice. And I like Bichette. It's not as high as a need for another bullpen arm. Sorry, Mike. Sorry, Kenny. I like Javi and Sweeney, Eric and Southfield.
Why is my question. Why do you like Trey Sweeney? Because you're told to like him? Because the team got good when he played here last year? Why exactly? The guy can't hit. And when he has the baseball, I pray for my life. Why do you like him exactly? Is it because some nerd told you you're supposed to? Why? Bo Bichette, Trey Sweeney.
I don't know this person, but it could be the fact of with that combination, they're sitting there at 40-21. So
you don't try to get better.
I don't want to break this thing up. This is working right now.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Maybe that's the rationale behind it.
Yeah, here's the other thing. I have news for you. News that you can use. Javi's already fading. Where's he going to be a month from now, 6 weeks from now, 8 weeks from now? They should build a statue of Javi if this team wins 100 games because he was there when they needed him most. But that doesn't mean I need him moving forward.
Look, I just need him to make the all-star reserves, and that's it.
Thank you for contributing in a sincere manner to this conversation.
No.
David, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, at that point, you're right. You knew the way he was hitting wasn't going to last. Really, if he does that to me, that's
no, but here's
that's
the thing.
Gold watch.
He's
congratulations.
This town gets hoodwinked so easy. This town is like the collective sucker who plays three card Monty on a corner. Oh, I didn't win. Shocking. The game's rigged, you idiots. Why is it nobody wants to get better in this town? Why? Can you imagine? I don't want Bo Bichette because I can't possibly, cannot possibly break up Cal Ripken and Derek Jeter, a.k.a. Sweeney Baez.
Do you remember the Vierling in the playoff stats and everybody loved Vierling?
Yeah, he went one for 100.
Exactly. This is exactly what that is.
Man.
You know that, right?
And it's the idea, do you know who's going to be making moves at the deadline? The Dodgers. Mm-hmm. What the hell do they need? I mean, they take a bleep in a golden toilet. They're still shopping. The Yankees are going to make moves. It's not this thing that it's like, oh, well, what do you mean? You think we're inferior? No. I think if you can get better, get the right-handed bat, we all want a reliever. Every contender will deal for a reliever. Mm-hmm. This is the right-handed bat.
Mike, it is. But when you think about it, when the Tigers were good, even though they weren't winning World Series, they weren't afraid to make moves. They weren't afraid to be bold. They weren't afraid to go out there and get the rental player. Now they've somehow convinced their fan base that they're small market and you should just accept the players we have because these are our guys. I'm with you, okay? I was just joking about the hobby thing, but I'm with you. I'm only afraid because it seems like it makes so much sense.
That it won't happen.
Like, okay, what am I? It's all like, okay, I must be missing something if you just got to give up some prospects to get him for 1 year, for the rest of this year. And I do think that if he gets here, kind of what Kenny says, he's going to ball out because he's going to be in on a winning team, and he knows I'm going to get paid in the offseason, so whatever I do now, maybe I can trick some team into overpaying me.
Let's go to the people, see what everybody's got to say. Go to Ryan, 97.1. Ryan, what's the good word?
Good afternoon, guys. Hope you're well. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, so I just want to speak on Bo Bichette. You know, I love the player and, you know, would love to have him in Detroit. I just wonder with Scott Harris and the way that they kind of look at analytics, if it would kind of raise a red flag because, you know, people have had an issue with Bo Bichette defensively, and, yep, you know, it's looked at highly when you play this brand of baseball that the Tigers are trying to play. I don't know.
Well, hold on. Here's the problem, and you're not wrong. And let me, I'll actually comp it to Derek Jeter. It's a lack of range. Bichette is fine enough. He just doesn't have great range. But here's my problem, Ryan, is if I get a call from you telling me how much Scott Harris values it, then why did he sign the singular worst second baseman in the sport who had 18 errors last year?
Yeah, I mean, look, and Glaber's been great, but, you know, I just, when you're talking about giving up prospects, I just wonder if they might have an issue with it. I wouldn't. I would honestly take him right away because this is a guy they're saying, like, could potentially win a batting title at some point. So,
But again, Ryan, you know, for a rental player, if the Blue Jays think they're getting one of your top seven or eight prospects, you hang up the phone. I'm not giving up those players for a rental. You have a right to say no, and I'll defend the organization. A rental player, Ryan, I'm sorry. It just doesn't cost that. You're not giving up a top 100 prospect for that. It's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, and who knows? I mean, you know, they are looking like, you know, if they sign Scooble, then the window obviously becomes bigger. But if it's as small as, you know, just the amount of time that he's here and the players that are here, you know, you might have to just go for it. But I appreciate the...
Yeah, no, Ryan, and understand, Ryan, I am with you. He is never going to be mistaken for a Gold Glove player. But the range is the factor. He's not a butcher. It's just he ain't going to get to a whole lot. But my whole thing is, all right, I mean, I'm sorry. Is Trey Sweeney or Javi the best shortstop in the league? Am I looking at, like, prime Andrelton Simmons? Like, are we looking at this Gold Glove? Stop. The idea is I'm going to get an 800 OPS right-handed bat for the roster optimization that lengthens an already really nice lineup.
That works in this ballpark. Yep.
Hey, Bo, here's your job. If the ball gets hit to you, just catch it. Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just want to see, like, what's wrong with having a right now platooning's work. The right-handed bat has not been a problem. We got a 325 porch in right field. You know, why not send Sweeney down? You got McGonagall batting 400. You got Bryce Rainer batting 300.
They're kids.
20 and 18. Bring him up. See what happens decide to think about making a move.
No, you can't. I mean, Mike, if it was a year from now or a year and a half, you can't do that right now. They're kids. They're wholly unproven even at the minor league level. Yes, you're having success, but Mike, the level they're playing at, you may as well go play against neighborhood kids. Like Max Clark, for instance, will probably start next year in Double A. I mean, it's just you're trying to win a World Series, Mike. You can't call up unproven kids. Plus, I don't think you want to mess with the service time. They're not ready. So you get a rental, you buy yourself a little bit of time. You're not going to give up anything you're going to care about.
No, especially on the service time.
We just got four guys up, though. We just got four bats up to help, right? And we can platoon them around however we want. Go after pitching. That's what we need. I mean, do you really want to get stuck with, you know, going having to deal with our bullpen all the time because Kyler Montero's coming in and blowing it in the third?
Well, who says Montero's going to have to do that? I've got Scooble. I've got Flaherty. I'm going to have Mize. I'll have Reese Olson.
Sir. Olson's, you know, just come back. Mize hasn't been the same since he came back.
So you want to go out and get a starting pitcher? That's what you want to do?
At least get help in the bullpen. And if we're going to go after something, get something that's going to make it substantial.
Mike,
difference.
I said that. Q-tip alert. I Q-tips. I have said since I got on the air 27 minutes ago, I too want a bullpen arm. High leverage. Want to give AJ some tools. Is this on? Man, I swear to God, I feel like I'm a third grade teacher. I'm going slow for people. Little Bobby, stop eating your boogers. Color in your book or whatever you do in third grade.
You got to repeat it a few times.
But I have.
You have.
Oh my God, I have.
Okay, let's simplify this for the people. It's not an either or type of thing. It's not an either or situation. We're not saying Bo Bichette or a high level reliever. We're saying you can have them both. But right now, we're just talking about the Bichette asset. I mean, we're looking at this saying, okay, let's just focus on that. Not the reliever. Would you go after him? He's a rental player. 248-539-9797. Just the Bichette aspect. That's it.
Look, and I hear everything you're saying, but I want a bullpen arm. Mike, you want a bullpen arm?
As soon as I'm done with this advertisement, I'm going to walk in there and physically strike you, okay?
Or we can just stick with Javi, you know, Javier.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, Don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.